The completion of a new building at the Buck Institute for Research on Aging in Tavato, the third of five planned structures there, was celebrated with an open house on Saturday.
It really allows us to expand our research into the aging process, particularly in the direction of stem cells and regenerative medicine. Aging is the biggest risk factor for most of the chronic diseases we pay a lot of attention to today. It's diabetes, cancer, neurodegenerative disease. And one of the new therapeutic options for those diseases is using stem cells as cell replacement therapy to replace damaged tissue or lost tissue. And this building is going to be devoted to stem cell and regenerative medicine.
Brian Kennedy is the Institute's president and CEO. He says the additional building will enable them to gradually add 10 new researchers, bringing the total to 30. Some of them are already on the job.
The secret truth is we already have people in the new building. We have three or four faculty that have already moved in, so work's already happening.
A big share of the funding for the $41 million new lab facility came from the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, which was created when the state's voters approved Proposition 71 to fund stem cell research 8 years ago. The Buck Project is one of only 12 to be funded so far. Scientists working there will be experimenting with all three different types of stem cells. Embryonic stem cells are the most familiar ones, but Kennedy says there is another more recently discovered type that is just beginning to be understood.
It's been identified that you can take any cell basically in the body and convert it back to a stem cell. So those would be called induced pluripotent stem cells. There's two potential benefits to that. One is it gets around the ethical dilemmas because you can take skin cells from anybody and convert them back to stem cells. The other is that it gets around potential problems with rejection. There's a lot of promise to those cells, and they've only been discovered about 5 years ago.
The third type is adult stem cells. These, Kennedy explains, may offer the most pertinent insights into aging issues.
We think a lot about embryonic stem cells, and you hear a lot about that, but your body's full of stem cells in all its tissues, and these stem cells lose function with age, and that may be a major contributor to the aging process. So we want to know what it is about adult stem cells in your muscle, in fat tissue, and all the other tissues that may be going wrong with aging, and how can we fix that? More and more data from the aging field suggests that these adult stem cells are a big player in the aging process.
Understanding the inner workings of these cells could offer a window into the mechanics of the aging process, but the versatility of the other two types holds greater promise for possibly developing cell replacement therapies.
The induced pluripotent and embryonic stem cells, they can be differentiated into anything, in theory. Neurons, muscle cells, whatever. The adult stem cells are committed to different lineages, and so your adult muscle stem cells make more muscle cells, but without reprogramming them somehow, they can't make neurons. In the body, they just make more muscle cells. That's a key difference.
Since the Buck Institute opened its doors in 1999, only a small portion of its research has directly involved stem cells of any type. With the new facility now open, the versatility of these partially understood cells will become one of their primary areas of inquiry. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.